yesterday we discussed Macha'a in Gili Yechal and Limchos as far as when Macha'a can take place and what Macha'a consists of. What we didn't get to yesterday, which we'll start off with now, is who can be Mocha. Macha'a is the name of Rabbi Yosef in the Gemara and Suvas Yir Aleph of Gili Yechal and Limchos. And the question is, what's the relationship between that Memra and the Memra of Kukuna of Gerkat Mabilin Otsol Daf Bet? So if you look at Rashi there in that Sugya and Daf Yad Aleph and Aleph, Rashi writes, Higdilu Kitanim Shenisgairu Vafilu Imavien. So the ability to be Mocha exists for any Gerkatan, even a Gerkatan Shenisgairu Al Daf Av or Imav. Sounds like you would have had a Havamina to distinguish. You might have thought that the din of Macha is limited to Nisgai or Daf Beth and without the involvement of an Av. But where Hevi or Av, there's no option of Macha. So that Rashi sounds like Rashi was entertaining that, or you could have entertained that as a Hav. I mean, Rashi says, no, in fact, the din of Macha applies even by Nisgayer im Avihem. Okay, if you look at the Rif, the Rif does not quote this din of Rav Yosef. So it sounds like the Rif, La Halacha, does not paskin Higdilu Yechalim Limchos. After all, there is a Dechiyah in the Gemara of Rav Yosef. At least a potential Dechiyah. So the Rif does not paskin like Rav Yosef. Now why should that be? If you look in the Ran quotes a Milchamos in Shabbos. The Ran quotes are about Melchama Shabbos Daf Min Hey Amid Beis, that maybe the Rif means to distinguish between Nisgayer Ayidei Ha'av and Nisgayer Ayidei Bezdin. The way the Ramban says it is that maybe according to the Rif, the opposite of what we said was the Havamina that Rashi is coming to the Docha. Rashi seems to imply that you would have had a Havamina that Macha only works by Nisgai Al Das Bezda, but not by Nisgai Al Das Ha'av. And the Ramban suggests within the Rif the opposite, that the Rif held Lahalacha, that Macha only works by Nisgayer Im Ha'av, but by Nisgai Al Das Bezdin, Macha doesn't work. Why? Dim Kain, Ma'karach Bezdin Yafa. That if, where do you ever have a case of a Maisa Bezdin that is subject to subsequent review and annulment by the party affected by the Maisa Bezdin? There's no precedent that Bezdin should do something and then the party affected by Bezdin should have the right to back out and change his mind or uproot the act of Bezdin. So the Ramban suggests maybe that's Chita Sarif, that the Din of Macha only applies when it comes to Nisgai Al Das Bezdin, but not, only applies when it comes to Nisgai Al Das Av, but not Nisgai Al Das Bezdin. Yeah.
Shum, I think Mark Ford doesn't never release that, just because Mark that we're going to make him, that's like mother to marry or other way around, but
he said the opposite. Yeah. Because of in case Mark Ford Bezdin Yafa, there's no Din of Macha.
I was saying, but like Mikra
Adin,
like, wouldn't...
It's all... Well, what's the Mikra Adin?
I'm saying, I guess,
that was the source
of
the Nepal, like,
comes in the first place, but
it's
saying, on a
Doris
level, if there's a
Nepal,
do we assume that it should work? And if so, then why...
Well, for that, the Machlokas, some other Bishar and the Bali tells us whether Gerkata works Midir Abanan or Minatara. So if it works Midir Abanan, so then we're all talking about Midir Abanan. Anyway, if it works Minatara, so then Macha would have to work Minatara also. But you would say the Macha was never instituted in that kind of presumably this kind of argument of Makar Bezdin Yafa may presuppose that we're talking about the Rabbanans anyway. Or maybe not necessarily. Okay. Good. Now if you look at the Rambam interestingly does not quote the Halacha Macha in Hilchos Isurei. The Rambam does quote Macha in Hilchos Malachim, which is the halacha we referenced yesterday, Perek Yud Halacha Gimel. Right, Gimel Yakata and Kishet Bilos Abezdin yachal limchos b'shah sheyagil v'yagir tosha b'lvat. Right, parenthetically, the Rambam's saying something that you wouldn't necessarily know from Gemara, which maybe we don't assume l'halacha, because it's not quoted this way, Shulchan Aruch, that the effect of machos ger katan is not that he goes back to absolute status quo ante, but he remains a ger toshav. So you probably said that if a ger katan is mocha and a machos effective, then he goes back to being a regular guy. Now the Rambam is saying that he goes back to being he becomes a ger toshav. Ger toshav has certain nafkamin of halacha. We discussed it. Maybe the Amiel and Achibe ger toshav, maybe in a Siddur Aisa. Other nafkaminas as well. How many nafkaminas are relevant to Zman Zeb? Maybe discussion. But there are presumably nafkaminas, at least some. And the Rambam says, if you go back to being a ger toshav, Shulchan Aruch, there's no mention of this formulation of going back to being a ger toshav. Pashut Pshat, you would have said, if you go back to being a ger, where does ger toshav come from? Worth discussing, but we're not going to focus on that now. Okay, so the Rambam only presents the din ha-malacha in Hilchos Malachim, not in Hilchos Yisurei Bia, where the thrust of Hilchos Geirus appear. So there's a tshuva, the Chasam Sofer, the tshuva that we referenced earlier. Chasam Sofer, Yerodei of Simmeration and Gimel. So he makes the following suggestion to explain why the Rambam only passes the din of the Dili Chalim Limchos in Hilchos Malachim and not in Hilchos Yisurei Bia. Because the Rambam is coming to make this distinction between Niskayir Ayidei Bezdin and Niskayir Ayidei Ha'av. The context in Hilchos Malachim is Niskayir Ayidei Bezdin. Imaya Kazan should be so bezdin Yachalimchos Vishash Yagu Yagir Toshavad. So Dil Yachal Limchos works where you're in the sky or das bezdin. But the Rami Sri Biya is talking about heavy you or av, and there's no din of machos. That's what Rashi was coming lafuke. Rashi was coming lafuke any such distinction that you might have had a half a minute to say that Nisgayer Aideya Av is not subject to machos. And the Chasam Sofer explains after on the Rambam. That's why the Rambam only quotes the din of Malacha in Hilchos Malachim and not Hilchos Yisurei Bia, because Taka does only apply for Niskayir Al Das Bezdin and not Niskayir Al Yidei Av. When it comes to Niskayir Al Yidei Av, there's a stronger presumption of Nichole, that, as the Gemara indicates, that Nichole is my David Avuon, that he wants to go along with whatever his father wants for him, he's Mevatel was asked to the father. So in that kind of situation, there's no allowance of macha. From the Bach's analysis here in Simon Reis Samuches, the Bach doesn't make that distinction of the Chasam Sofer, but the Bach explains that the reason the Rambam only quotes this din in Hilchos Malachim is because the din of Malacha is primarily focused on the Onesh. Or the relevance of Malacha, or the different finish of Rav Yosef, is in the context of the Onesh. So the Nidon in Hilchos Malachim is when is a Benoah punished for violating Averos. So in that context, the Rambam tells you the din of a Ger Shekhazu Lusuro, and tells you the din of a Ger Katan Shemacha la'achar galuso. And here the context is Onesh. That's why the Rambam quotes this halacha in Hilchos Melachim. Abi. Rabbi Willig has a suggestion in his article on Ger Katan, which is printed in Beis Yitzchak Tafshin Nun Beis, the green one, that maybe the Rambam really holds that the whole relevance, this is an extension of the Bach, the whole relevance of Macha is only Linyan Onshin. Meaning to say that the halacha, the Rambam holds, that the Ger Katan can't be Mocha to totally uproot his status. But the Mocha has the effect of removing any onus that he may incur. Meaning to say that it's not right that a Ger Katan should be responsible on pain of death for his activities where he never bought into this thing to begin with. So the Mocha would have the effect of obviating any onus, even though he would still have the status of Yisrael. And then when the Rambam says, it means he would have the status of a geratosha le'inyan onshin, but not on some level he would still have a status of Yisrael. We have to think about how that would work. Avi.
So he's building off of that. Does that mean this Yisrael would be able to theoretically an aliyah?
Yeah, maybe.
And
I'm sorry.
Like Yain Nesach even bigger than a.
Well, yeah, I guess it's also Stamian, it's also Durbanon. It's both Durbanon. But yeah. It would be awesome to be Mechal Shabbos, but he wouldn't be Nanash.
It's academic, though.
What's that academic?
It's awesome, but if there's no onish, and who cares if he's violating Nisik?
Well, maybe we care Klapish Mai, we care Klapish Baruch, who cares? Or maybe there is. I don't know, I have to. Sorry?
Bura.
Oh, Bura, okay.
But then children. That was trying to have that middle ground.
Yeah, not sure.
Would we encourage him to marry a guy?
Maybe encourage him to marry someone in the same situation. Not sure. That's in any event, an academic analysis is not la halacha. Even if it is true, that's a Rambam. That's not not reflected by Shulchan Aruch. There is an interesting comment. So you have in both directions. The other Rabban, you have Rashi that doesn't distinguish between Niskayo Ayi De'av and Niskayo Al Das Be'ezdin. Machal applies in both. You have the Ramban is suggested that the Rif that Machal only applies by Niskayo Aldas Ha'av, and you have the other possibility, perhaps in the Rambam, that it only applies if Niskay or Ayideh Aldas Bezdin. La Halacha, in Shulchan Aruch, you don't get the impression that there's a. I mean, in Shulchan Aruch, there is no distinction between the two flavors of Ger Katan. Goy Katan and Yeshlo Av Yachol Eskayu Yosav Emein Lo Av Avel Eskayu Yim Av Yosav Eskayu Bezim Megayu Nefesh Eskusu Lo Vezachal Am Eshal Lefanav Katan Shigiru Aviv Bein Shigiru Bezdin Yachol Limchos Mishi Yadil Vedin Av Yisrael Mumre Al Kigoy So the Chabah writes Katan Shigiru Aviv Bein Shigiru Bezdin Sorry, Bein Katan Shigiru Aviv Bein Shigiru Bezdin So it's the Perish in Shulchan Aruch that the Din of Melchah applies to both flavors of Ger Katan. Nevertheless, the Chasam Sofer assumes or is strongly noted to this position that he ascribes to the Rambam that there is a distinction between Niskayer Al Yedei Av and Niskayer Al Yedei Bezdin, that there is no possibility of Macha the Niskayer Al Yedei Av. The Chasam Sofer assumes that Lalacha ostensibly against the Shulchan Aruch, and if it's the Tshuva goes to Chasam Sofer in Siv Katan Ches without a Cholik really. So this is something to at least take into consideration, this position of the Chasam Sofer Lalacha, that by Niskayer Ayin De'av there's no possibility of Macha. And sometimes that might be a sniff if you're analyzing whether there was a Macha. So given the murkiness as to how we define Macha to begin with, this is a sniff to throw in where the Geirus was, Im Ha'av or the Yuz Mat Ha'av, together with the rift that doesn't pass in Hegdilah Chal Nuchas at all, that's potentially a sniff to throw into the mix.
Are there cases that Rebbe's aware of
that's what I said yesterday, that in my experience, I haven't. We've dealt with a couple of cases where there was a decline in observance And the question that we addressed yesterday as to whether non-observance could create de facto machah in the extreme. But I never encountered a case, or at least been asked about a case, where a katan actually was verbally mocha and stood behind his macha, I mean, did actions to corroborate that macha. Not that it can't happen, but it's not. I don't think it's so common. There is an interesting line in the Marshal, Yamsha Shlomo, in the beginning of Ksuvis, Simin Lamed Hei. So Yamsha Shlomo writes, Venira, how did Dilu Einichal and Limchos, Hainu Shinodu Lahem Shagir Osama Besin? So that din of the Dilu Einichal and Limchos, that applies the possibility of Macha, and then the end of that time period in which you can do Macha when you become a Gadol, Hainu Shinodu Lahem Shagir Osama Besin, Oavim. That's where the Ger Katan is aware that there was a geiris, aldas bez and aldas av. Aval imayat katana mod. But if they were babies, they were infants at the time of the geiris, they had no recollection. Lo zachu davrim mashagiru. So this ger katan was nisgayer at 2 years old. He has no recollection that such a geiris took place. Va'achakach kishegilu no dilemma davrim. And then he finds out when he becomes a gadol that he was converted. Yichalom limchos. Af achar shenogu das Yehudis kamashanim, even after he's been living a Jewish life for many years, kolzman shel yadu migeirus, where he was unaware of the geirus. So that's the position that we ascribed to Rav Moshe yesterday. Why am I quoting this now? Because. I think I'm recording this now because I misunderstood what the Yamsha Shlomo said. Okay? So, the Yamsha Shlomo does seem to say the position that we quoted from Moshe yesterday, that Kol's man, that someone is unaware that he was a ger slash had the ability to be mocha, then the clock starts ticking for mocha once he finds out that he's a ger. No, so there's support for that in the Marashal. I don't think Moshe quoted it. Okay. There is, yeah.
In the Torah, there's an idea from that, is that Kulman Shalom Idilo Shaskaira Tebezdin knows.
No, he says Habezdin Oavim. Hanish Shinodom Shagira Samadezdin Oavim. So he assumes that applies to both. There is an interesting line in the Tosus read here, Al Hagilion in the Sigin Suvis. And this Gilion has different typeset than the standard first, so it may take me a second to find it. So he writes, Higdilu the Rav Yosef, Lav Dafka Shabo'ul Chalal Onzim. So what does it mean, Higdilu Chalal? So till now we've been assuming Higdilu means 12 for a girl and 13 for a boy, when they become Bar Bas Mitzvah. Seven Tos is read. It doesn't mean that age of 12-13. Ella Shabo'u L'chlal Das V'yadayim L'bo L'chlal Onshin. It means that they're at a certain cognitive level, a level of Das, even if they haven't reached what we consider the halachic age of Onshin. So at some point prior to the age of Bar Bas Mitzvah, there's this stage of Higiyu L'chal Das, at which point Macha is relevant. So this sounds like the position that is espoused by the Chasam Sofer in a different tshuva. Chasam Sofer is in Yoredeya Simen Shin Yud Zayin, where the Chasam Sofer argues that the age of Bar Bas Mitzvah is something that is considered Shir. And they have a principle of Ein Shiurim L'Bnei Noach, that the notion of Shiurim only applies to Jews, and not to Nachrim. So the Noach of Naragal was Pachot to Shabbat Puta. There's no notion of Shirim. So this also is a Shir. So there's no notion of Bar Bat Mitzvah when it comes to a Nachri. Elawat, to the extent that it's relevant to define them as a Gadol, that definition would be dependent on Das, which is a different definition than objective Shanim V'Siman. So then it would follow that the age of Macha for a Ger Katan, who, since the Macha would be, let's say, Okeh Geiris, as the Chazon Sofer assumes, so the relevant age is defined based on Hilchos B'nei Noach, not based on Hilchos Yisrael, and therefore the window of Macha is different. How do you define it? It's very unclear, maybe totally subjective, depending on the kid. It's, I think, for this reason. Ramosha writes in Igros Moshe Chelik Aleph Yoredeya Simen Kuf Nun Ches Chelik Aleph Simen Kuf Nun Ches. So it's half a line that's a response to the Shoel. It sounds like the Shoel was asking Ramosha about this position, whether you have to be Choshesh that the age of Macha is dependent on God and not dependent on Shon V'Simonim. Ramosha is not convinced that that's true. He says it's not at all clear that that's the case. But I'm pretty sure that Rav Nachman Greenblatt, since I was shies away from being Megayer Ketanim in the window where they could be considered a Bar Das, probably from the age of 7 or 8 through Bar Mitzvah, because the flip side of this would be, so let's say if he is a Bar Das, Al Pi Dinei Ben Noach, so you can't be Megayer him Al Das Bezdel. Das Bezdel works for Kata. If he's now defined as a Gadol, so you can't do a regular gear gadol because he's not a gadol if he didn't Yisrael, but you can't do a gear katan because he's not a katan al bedinei benoach. So I'm pretty sure that Rav Nata shies away from doing gears on kids in that age window out of this concern. There was a letter that I found when the yeshiva put out the a work entitled Zeva Tov, Rabbi Rabbi Chalap, upon his retirement as Menaho, which was edited by Rabbi Zatz. So I was working with him to look for interesting correspondences in the YU archives to print there. So one of the interesting correspondences that we didn't print, there was a whole section from the Revolutious collection. So one of the interesting letters I came across, and I made a copy of it, but I couldn't find recently, was a letter from Rav Nata to Rav David, about this topic, the Sugging Subis and the Tosus Rid, and I'm pretty sure I recall that he expressed the concern that you should be choshish from this position and not the Megayer kids within that window. The general practice of Baal Tedin, as far as I'm aware, is that we assume the Macha is at Gil Mitzvos, as we define it, and we do gear Katan even for older Katan. Yeah.
Or just there one time, right now he's the Yisroel.
Well, he's Tol of Omid, meaning because he has the possibility of Machad, that could be Oka, the Geras and Afreya, so according to one position the Bali tells us, he's not a full Yisroel, or at least he's in limbo. So because of that in limbo, maybe we define the Shir Machad based on Das, based on the Ben Noach standard, not based on the Yisroel standard.
So it's possible it's like a fighting type of thing?
In which direction?
No, I'm saying, let's say, he's more remote, so
it's that kind of... Mm-hmm. You know. Okay. Good. Fine. So the last thing that remains for us to define is the most charged issue of Ger Katan. How do we define what's considered a Zuchus? The premise of Ger Katan, Das Bezdin, is Zachem Adam Shalom B'Fanav. And the Das Bezdin provides a sense of Zakin. So what's considered a Zchus? What is the barometer for defining whether it's a Zchus to become Jewish that would allow the mechanism of Gir Katan to kick in? So Rav Moshe has a line in Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Nun Ches Yerdeya. Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Nun Ches. So talking about the possibility of converting an adopted child, which is in the literature, in most of the literature about Garikata and most of the literature from, let's say, after the war till the present, the nidun of there are situations of Garikata where you have a mother and child or family converting together, but the more common situation discussed in the literature, or at least as common, is an adopted child. You adopt a non-Jewish child, they want to convert them, al das bevdin. So Rav Moshe writes that nochon odover kishayagdil lahabilo odapam begeris b'fnei bevdin. So it's a good idea that if you're going to be megayim this kid al das bevdin, you should be megayim again when he becomes a gadol. Mishum shelo bar hadover b'medina zu shuzchutz. So it's very unclear whether you can honestly represent the situation of making him Jewish as a katan. Shuzchutz kevin shabab and sayna rabim. It's very likely in our society that if you're going to adopt and convert this kid, especially if he's not being raised in a firm environment, then he's going to end up being a Bechal Shabbos. But that's not his chus. Ach efshar, but maybe it's possible. Shemikol makom hu's chus. Maybe even if he's going to end up being a Bechal Shabbos, Efshar, maybe, that's still considered as chus. Sha'ach Risha Yisrael Adife Me'akum, that maybe it's better to be a Jewish Russia than a non-Jew. V'gamuz chus, machmas denichalei b'mayda avid aviv, and also maybe it's as chus because that's what his adoptive parents want him to do. U'befrat acharei shagam ima niskaira. Oh, sorry, in this case, we're talking about the natural born child of a non-Jewish mother. Adoption was an ex-Jew, sorry. The family is converting together. So maybe it is a chus. But to remove any suffix, better, if appropriate, meaning if he is going to end up being a Shomer Shabbos, so then you should be Megayim again when he becomes a Gadol. So Moshe starts by saying the Muskel Rishon is that if he's not going to be from, it's not his chus. Maybe you could argue it's still his chus to be Jewish even if you're going to violate Averos, but better not to rely on that or to be Megayim again when he becomes a Gadol. Then Moshe writes in Eben Ezer Chelek Dalid Simen Kavav Os Gimel Chelek Dalid Simen Kavav Os Gimel. The Shaila who's addressing there was there's a Jewish school where there are a lot of students who have non-Jewish mothers or had a non-halachic conversion. So do we keep them in the school? Are you allowed to keep teach them Torah? So Moshe writes, maybe it's possible, Efsha Lasake, the Efektanim Yigairu, so maybe you could be Megayer these kids, Al Das Bevdin, Behus Chus Lahem, and it's considered as Chus. He became in Shalom to be Sefer Dati, Eitel Morim Yirei Shemayim, since they're learning in a religious school with God fearing teachers. So it's conceivable. Matzoi. Does matzoi mean likely? Not unheard of. I translate matzoi differently. It's matzoi. She is galu liyos shamei Torah, that they may end up being observant. Shelachein avshu safek huzchus vaday. So maybe even if it's only a safek that they're going to end up being observant, that's considered a zechus vaday. The gam afim lo yisgavu liyos shomei Torah mistabrishu zechus dirisha Yisrael sheyesham kedushas Yisrael u'mitzvasam she'osin u'mitzvah v'averitu lehem kishkaga u'gam ked zechus miyos nachem. And then maybe also mistaber in the previous shuva he said efshar is a possibility. Here he calls it mistaber, and maybe that's still considered zechus, even if you know he's going to violate a virus. So he thinks the lay leadership of the school will agree to be Megayer the kids. So Rav Moshe entertains the possibility that even if we are less than convinced that the kid's going to end up being from, even if they're going to end up being Mechal Shabbos, maybe it's still considered as close to be a Mechal Shabbos Jew over a Nachri. And in the previous generation, it was Matzoi in America that certain, not uncommon, for rabbis to do Ger Katan based on what is called the Rav Moshe standard of Ger Katan, either the Efsher or the Mestaber, but the Megayer, a kid, even where the parents were not terribly observant, and there isn't a strong comfort level with the likelihood of them ending up being observant. But the vast majority of poskim that have weighed in on this question are of the opinion that zechus requires a higher threshold. That if we don't have a reasonable comfort level with the likelihood of the kid ending up being observant by the time they become bar bat mitzvah, that wouldn't be considered a zechus. That's where Shechter quotes in the Rav. Both in Nefesh HaRav, page Resh Mem He, and Ginas Egos, page Mem He. I will just quote a few of the later tshuvas that take this position. So there's a tshuva that's really Eish. In the old edition, it's Chelek Beis Simen Sadi Vav Os Gimel. Chelek Beis Simen Sadi Vav Os Gimel. In the new edition, it's Simen Samach Aleph. Either Sadi Vav or Samach Aleph Os Gimel. The Rosh Hashanah quotes this tshuva Sridei Eish. He writes, Ve'ikar She'ein Bizmaninu Shum Zchus Lekatan Shagiru Oso. So nowadays it's not considered Zchus. U'befrat Misha Mizgadu Beis Harim She'ein HaMekayim Torah Mitzvah. Especially he's going to be raised in an environment where there's no Shmiras HaMitzvos. Vayelet Gamke Vayikayim Es HaMitzvah She'nishchai Vem Ayde Geirus. He's not going to be from himself. Vimke lo zu levat she negev es chos lo. Not only is it not his chos, alehi chov gomor, so chov. The asr ligar am chov, the adam, afa mish en yehudi. So the din of ein chav, ein chav in the adam, shalom b'fan of, ein chav in the adam applies to a nafri too. Below od, el she gave him she chov below, he b'tela, umu b'telas, vein agar kal, v'yavli de mishol. So if you're going to be Megayer someone where you don't have that comfort level that they're going to end up being from, so then that Geirus doesn't work. The whole premise of Ger Katan is you're Megayer Aldas Bezdin. Aldas Bezdin presupposes a Chus. If there's no Chus, then the Geirus doesn't work. It's puzzle. Doesn't get off the ground. And then you're going to create a Mishol that people are going to think that he's Jewish and he's not. The Ein L'Shar L'Kar is Rebo Yamach Sholim She'yetzu Mizeh. There is a tshuva, we'll take questions a little later, just need to cover some ground. There's a tshuva printed of Rav Yashiv, Kovitz Tshuvos, Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Gimel. Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Gimel, we quote your Moshe's tshuva in Eben Ezer Chelek Dalid. And he says, Dvarav Tzarachiyam. After all, Rambam Paskin Hilka Shkogos Perikei Tinov Shenishva Lebeno Nachrim V'gadol Beinayim V'eino Yodeya Mahu Yisrael V'lo Datam. So you have real, authentic textbook Tinov Shenishva. He doesn't know what Shabbos is. He doesn't know what anything is. Im Asa Malacha B'Shabbos Gacho Chelo V'dam L'chayosebo K'she Yivad Elo Shu Yisrael. So even if at the time that he violated the Averis, he didn't know they were Averis, he didn't know any better, there's still a Chiyuv Chatas. that is first. When he's a Nachri, Achal Pachelev, Chilat HaShabbos, there's no consequence. When are you Yisrael? So even if you don't know better, even if you're a Tinuk Shenishba, but you're Chayiv Kama Zekama Chatos. Parak Beis Hilcha Shkagos Lachavav Shkagos Beipav. The Minchas Yitzchak writes like this in Chela Gimel Simen Tzadi Zayim, which is the Shuvah that we quoted. No, sorry, Tzadi Vav. Chela Gimel Simen Tzadi Vav, which is the Shuvah we quoted previously. Many of the contemporary posts of the last generation take this position, and you can't call that Ischus. They quote Tshuva of the Mata Levi. Mata Levi was the, and we learned Ervin, we quoted the Tshuva of Rabbi Noble, who was the Rav of the other community in Frankfurt, the non-Persian community. His predecessor was the Mata Levi. The Mata Levi has a correspondence with the Yitzchak Chanuk, printed in Mata Levi, Chela Deis Simen Nun Hei, Chela Deis Simen Nun Hei. They quote the Yitzchak Chanuk as pointing to that as well, that if you're not going to end up being Shomri Torah Mitzvah, you can't call that a Zechus. There's a tshuva of Reb Chaim Lozer, quoted before, Chela Gibel Simen Kav Ches. So Reb Chaim Lozer has a line, we write the following. So when it comes to Gir Ketanim, where the presumption is they're going to be Lechal Shabbos, right? We quoted this yesterday in the context of whether non-observance creates de facto Macha, so Chaim Moser thought not, and then he writes, but you're right, Mr. Shoel, that a Beis Din should not be involved in this kind of Gir Ketan, where they're not going to end up being observant. Ach, ein ani motzei l'nachon sheyarshiu al zeh rabbanei ador v'lateis b'macha guluya neged ageiros. But it's not necessary to make a fight. If there are people doing gir katan under these circumstances, you don't have to make a fight. Ki ve'enei amei ha'aretz zeh kechil Hashem she'ena manichim hanashim l'skayir. If you have these non-Jewish wives who want to be Megayer, even though they're not going to be observant, then that looks like a Chil Hashem. And especially the kids, where Al Pidin, even though it's not a good idea, you really could be Megayer them. So it's not fully clear what he means by that Al Pidin Efshav Gaira, that does that mean the geirus will be chal, but subject to macha, there will be a macha? Does that mean efshel gairam, because maybe they will be end up being from efshel gairam, that even if we know they won't be from the geirus, it's still good? Not so clear what he means by that. But Rav Avadya has a tshuva in Chelik Deis Eben Ezer Simen Dalid. Yabia Omer Chelik Deis Simen Dalid Eben Ezer Os Gimel. Beis Dalad Gimel, where he seems to rely on this Achiezer to allow for the geirus of children born to a Kohen and a non-Jewish woman that the Kohen is not allowed to be with and could be Megayer even if she wanted to be. He quotes this line of Chaim Moser that Al Pidin Efshav Megayer. Fully sure what Chaim Moser means. Again, not really clear if it's I'm sorry?
Meaning
Revised case, it's not clear there either. I don't think it's so clear there either, in that point in the Tshuva. Now, the way Rosh Hashanah presents it, this is printed in that piece in Guinness Ego, is that the way we always evaluate Zachem Mechola Torah Kula is based on the situation at hand. So you have to evaluate what is the likelihood that this child is going to end up being a Shavar Torah Mitzvah at the time that you're Megayer them Alpi Bezdin. So if the Bezdin's evaluation is, or if the objective evaluation is that the kid's in a, he's growing up in a non-observant household, so the objective evaluation is that the kid's not going to end up from. And Bezdin is Megayer the kid anyway at the age of 3. And then, however things turn out, at the age of 10, the kid hooks up with NCSY, and by the time he's 13, he's fully Shomer Torah Mitzvos. The Geir still wouldn't be good because Basher Hushan, at the time that he bent into the Geir, that wasn't considered to be a Zchus. And Le'idach Gisa, if the Bez's evaluation was that it was a Zchus, and situations are such that it doesn't end up being that way, there's all the, everything's in place, it's a from family, they're going to send the kid to a from school, and then something happens and the family stops being observant by the time the kid's from Mitzvah. Leaving aside whether there's a macha, but if there's not macha, the gerus is a good gerus because Bashir Hasham, the time that they have to make the evaluation, is considered to be a zchus. Rabbi Willie points out that at best, or at worst, this is a suffix, meaning even if you're going to be acknowledge the possibility that Rav Moshe raises as a possibility that it's considered an absolute schus, even if you know the kid's not going to be from. But at the very least, that's a machlokas haposkim. So that's not a good idea to be megayer someone in a situation where you're going to end up with a safek lalacha as to what their status is. So our current guidelines for ger katan, as far as what's considered a schus, the general formulation is that there's a likelihood, better than even, a likelihood that the kid's going to end up being a Shomer Torah Mitzvah at the time of Bar and Bas Mitzvah. So the official criterion that we have is to, how do we evaluate that likelihood, is that in order to do a Geir Katan, you have to have minimally the following in place. Number one, the expectation of the Bat Eidin is that the family is going to belong to a Orthodox shul within walking distance of the home. The family will commit to 12 years of Orthodox day school education and full observance of Shabbos, Kashrus, Yom Tovim, etc. And there is an allowance that there's a little bit of wiggle room, even if the family is not fully Shomer Shabbos, but there is significant Shmir Shabbos, full kashra, significant Shmir Shabbos, and a positive attitude towards full mitzvah observance and commitment to halacha. So we may allow for ger katan even under those circumstances, with the assessment that the family is growing. They're not at 100% Shmir to mitzvah yet, but they're at 90%, and they're going to commit to send the kid to an Orthodox day school, and then moving in the right direction. So even in that case, there's a likelihood that the kid's going to end up being from. There's one case that our Bezdin dealt with. We've since dealt with a similar case a couple times. And this is printed, the Eretz Kanda people have a Tshuva Bezdin, this is one of the earlier volumes of the Marei HaBazak. The story was that there was a Kohen who was married to a non-halachic convert, and then they had kids, and they're becoming more observant, but he's not willing to separate from her. So, right now, that's what we had discussed previously, the Melami Lahovil, and everyone else who argues on the Melami Lahovil, whether you can be the guy or the woman in this case, if she's going to end up living with the Kohen, so is it better for the Kohen to be married to a Nachris or to a Gioris? But in any event, we're not going to be Megayer. We're not going to be Megayer the wife. And he's not willing to separate from her, even though he should. And they have kids who, aside from the fact that he's living with this non-Jewish woman, Al-Pi Alacha, this conservative Gioris, aside from the fact that he's living with somebody he's not allowed to live with, so everything else in the family is full observance. Job is kosher, everything. And they want to send the kids to an Orthodox day school. So like, the guy or the kids will das bez din, even though the mother is not halachically Jewish. But normally speaking, we wouldn't call that a schus. You can't be the guy or a kid if the mother's not Jewish, because what kind of family environment is that? You can't call that a schus. But here, everything's in place, and there's a halachic impediment to converting the mother. But the kid's likely going to grow up in a from household because everything else is in order. So there, Rav Schwartz felt comfortable allowing for gear al das bezdin. And in the Bimarei HaBazak, Tshuva, they came to the same conclusion, but they quoted it in a footnote from Zalman HaChemer. Zalman HaChemer thought that it's better when the kid becomes a gadol, the kids become gadolim, so they should be Megayer again. Just in case this gayrus wasn't good. We've had this kind of a case a few times over the years, of a Kohen married to someone he's not allowed to be married to, where they're not going to separate, so it's not possible to do gear on the mother, but everything else in the family life is alpi halakha. So it's arguable that that might still be considered a zechus. In the world at large, or the world where we live, the instances of adoptions have gone down significantly in the last 10 years, as instances of children conceived through artificial reproductive techniques have gone up. So now, instead of adopted kids, the shilas that we deal with, or the situations of Bir Katan, are either where there's a non-Jewish egg donor or a non-Jewish surrogate, and because of the major machlokes haposkim, which is not our focus now, as to how we define maternity, whether based on the birth mother or the genetic mother, practice of Bate Din across the board is to insist on a gayrus on the product of either of those situations. If either the egg donor or the carrier is not Jewish, so whether you follow the Chumrah or not, we would insist on a gerus. So that's where you have a lot of the ger katan situations nowadays, as that is becoming much more common. Instances of adoption in the from community are becoming less and less common. The premise of the alternative Bezdin of Rabbi Rabinovich and Rabbi Riskin and that group in Eretz Yisrael that started the last 2 years, their major focus is doing gir katan with lower standards than the establishment. That part of the Torah process has to have to deal with the sociological problem posed by all the non-Jewish Russians. So if you convert everyone, so then they're not Jewish anymore. So their big push is to be Megayer as many Tanim as they can, even if they don't commit to send the kids from school, and even if the parents aren't observant, and even if the mother's not Jewish. So they've been operating with those guidelines.
Is the Gears done by their based and recognized by anyone?
Sure, it's recognized by some. Not by the establishment. Okay, are there questions that I didn't take before? Alex?
With Ramosha's position that, or a suggestion that Shabbos better be a Jew, not Shabbos, mm-hmm. than to be a non-Jew, like, how does that work at all with earlier sources, the Shulchan Aruch, who says that they can tell them, you know, until now you can be Mechallel Shabbos and there's no Onesh, I mean, that seems to suggest that it's better for them to remain a non-Jew than to be a Jew Mechallel Shabbos.
Yeah, that's a that's Ara. Rabbi Yashiv kind of raises that in his Tshuva. So I think the analysis is it's better. Yeah, I'm not sure. That's Ara. Yeah.
My question is actually along the same lines that based on the promotion issue that we talked about last time, that it's important to promotion issue that you get out that they continue to do the thought if they were not informed, then they're informed later
right.
on.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that to do it earlier on because be concerned that they are going to be more likely to. It seems to be that he wants to preserve them, preserve the gators.
Mm-hmm.
But presumably, if they're going to then be mohed, they're not going to maintain observance. So he wanted, despite that, so it seems to be somewhat in contradiction. That there's an underlying assumption in the other two is that even if they're not going to be remain prone, we want to maintain the gators.
Right.
But here is that he seems to be the other way around.
No, I'm saying if even if they're not going to be observing, maybe it's still considered as chos. That doesn't mean it's going to be a macha. Macha would require some. They might not be mocha.
Right, but
we're not assuming that non-observance creates macha. So then,
no, no, I'm saying that if the approach is business of trying to take steps that we want to the implication was that one to maintain that gerus, like for instance, why not tell them later what to lose? It seems to be an implication was in terms of that there's a greater likelihood that they will be mocha, and it's something that we don't want. Meaning that even if they would not be observant, we'd rather have them remain
question regarding the macha that happens perhaps when one is informed or is the option. Does the macha have to be formalized or can we just assume for someone that there was a macha? I'm thinking along the lines of like a recantal husband in terms of a guest. You know, a guy was Megayer, parents were Megayer when he was a baby. Parents went off the Derech, you know, it's too bad they're no longer observant. The kid's grown up till life, doesn't even know, doesn't care that there's ever some conversion happened, and he has affinity towards Judaism.
So you have to figure, you have to find out when was he informed about the possibility of how to react. The most assumed there has to be an actual macha, and non-observance doesn't in and of itself constitute a macha, even though that's not 100% clear.
Regarding Ramosha's lower like threshold for Gerus Kazan. So let's say we have kids who are like from the previous generation, what would we do with them? Like Gerus again?
If possible, we probably recommend doing another gear, call it a Chumrah. The problem is when it's not possible. They didn't end up being from. That's a stickier issue.
Is the Yom
Kippur
based in
and
they do like the same
maybe
they do like the same
lower threshold
like
for Gerkata?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's even lower. Ramosha in that second tshuva talks about where they're in it from school. So I think I don't think they insist on it from school. Okay. So we didn't